you want to plan a Disney vacation but don't know where to start, let the experts at FTM Travel customize a Disney vacation tailored to your family. FTM Travel has earned the distinction of being named a Disney earmarked agency with a dedicated team that is ready to help you with all of your Disney destination dreams. From Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and Aulani in Hawaii, let our agents turn your vacation dreams into your dream vacation. Visit our website at www.ftmtravel, so that's F like ferry, T like trip, M like mother, or email us at info@ftmtravel.com. Be sure to mention that you heard about them on the Rebecca Enchanted podcast. Welcome to episode 18 of Rebecca Enchanted. I'm Rebecca Mitchell, your fairy podmother. Thank you for joining me again this week. And this week, I'm going to go over all of the different holiday offerings at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and then also Disney Cruise Line. So I always like to say, you know, visiting the most magical place at the most wonderful time of the year. It couldn't get any better. I am very biased because it is definitely my favorite time of year to go visit any of these destinations. But first, I'll talk a little bit about Disney World, what they do at each of the parks, and then I'll do Disneyland and then Disney Cruise Line. So first, let's start with Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom has Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and this takes place over many nights throughout November and December. It begins this year on the 8th of November and ends on December 21st, and that's because the parks are really busy that week of Christmas, and they can't shut it down for the party, but they will have the Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade and Holiday Wishes just as part of the daily events during that week of Christmas. So if you are going that week, you will not be able to do a party, but you won't miss out on everything. You'd still be able to do the parade and holiday wishes. And it takes place most of the time on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday nights. There are some variations in there. There are no parties the week of Thanksgiving either. So, and how it works is basically they close the park down to regular guests at 6 p.m. and the party starts at 7 p.m. If you are going to just be at a park that day, I do actually recommend Magic Kingdom because the park's a lot less busy. The crowds are lower because most people don't want to have to leave at 6. They do want a full day there and be able to see the fireworks. So the crowds are quite a bit lower just because it closes early. So keep that in mind. I like to spend the entire day there and then check in for the Christmas party when I'm there. However, if you just buy a party ticket and you do not intend to do a park that day, you will have, you can get into the park at 4 p.m. with that party ticket, which is really nice. And then most of the attractions will be open during the party. Not all of them, but most of them will be. And so you can expect shorter lines at most of those rides. The exception is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. That's pretty much always busy, but it might be a shorter line than normal because they do limit the amount of tickets sold for the party. And then one of the other things that's open during the event, and then it's also available all day long, just anytime during the holiday season, the Jungle Cruise is reimagined into the Jingle Cruise. So that's just fun. It's just a nice little Christmas added special fun little ride to do. So I do recommend that. And then there are a lot of characters to meet. You can meet Jack Skellington as Sandy Claus and Scrooge McDuck. And then the Seven Dwarfs are there all together, which is really only a ticketed event type thing. So there's lots of different characters you can meet and in their holiday costumes. And then as I mentioned before, they have the Once Upon a Time Christmas parade, which I have the song running through my head. It's totally amazing. And then they have the Wish Holiday Wishes fireworks show, also amazing. And then there are some shows kind of around the park, a Totally Tomorrowland Christmas and Club Tinsel, which is like a dance party show. And then, of course, there's the castle lighting, which does take place during the regular hours as well, a Frozen Holiday Wish, but it is, of course, has a little bit less of a crowd during the party. And then there's a fun stage show called Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration. And then throughout the park, you'll just find, holiday costumes on the characters. There are treats. So while the Halloween party that I talked about doesn't include treats, the Christmas party does include treats. And the map clearly indicates where those treat stations are. So have your fill of those. I, as I mentioned, love, 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 love the Christmas party. Couldn't love it anymore. Very excited to do it again this year and like feel so fortunate that I've been able to do it many times. It is, as I mentioned, like extra, so you'd have to weigh that what it would be worth for your family if you think it would be worth spending that extra money. It could be a good rest day if you want to rest that day and then do the party in the evening. The party is, there's so much to do, like I mentioned with the Halloween party, so having a good plan in place is important to make sure you're getting the most out of the party. And plan what's important to you. Is meeting characters important to you? Is getting all the treats important to you? Is riding rides with a little weight? Is that important to you? My son has done Space Mountain over and over again. Like probably I think 5 times in a row, I think was the high there. And so you just have to decide what is best for your family and see if, that's something you want to spend on. But I can't recommend it highly enough. Again, I'm singing the Christmas, Once Upon a Christmas Time song in my head. It's a really great way to spend the holidays at Disney World. So, in addition to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, there are just a lot of holiday touches, of course, at the park. The big Christmas tree, Christmas decorations. There are some special photo pass opportunities as well. So it's really, I mean, the castle being lit up is probably, one of the most beautiful things you can see. It is gorgeous with the dream lights on it. It's breathtaking. I love it. They do, as you may have seen on TV, every Christmas they do the Christmas parade on TV. So that is filmed earlier in, and it varies from year to year. I've actually been there when they were filming it, and it takes place mostly on Main Street. So if you are going to be there on a day when they are filming that Christmas parade for ABC, you won't probably be impacted if you stay away from Main Street. The only time I would say I was impacted was they do, the parade kind of, I want to say they kind of do it over and over and take different takes and that kind of thing. So I was stuck in Frontierland, kind of couldn't get across because the parade was kind of ongoing, but the impact was so minimal. I mean, that is just so minor. So if you are expecting to see like a daytime parade like they do on the Christmas special on ABC, that's not really how it works. The parade is in the evening. Okay, moving on to Epcot, which has the International Festival of the Holidays. And this will include holiday kitchens. So, kind of like the Food and Wine Festival or any of the other festivals at Epcot, there will be different kiosks throughout the World Showcase. And Epcot starts Christmas a little later, we'll say, because they obviously have to finish up the Food and Wine Festival. This year, the kitchens will open, they begin November 18th and then run through December 30th. And it's very similar to Food and Wine, less so, there's less of them, but there are definitely some options throughout the whole World Showcase that gives you kind of a little taste of what, the holidays are like throughout the world. And I am very excited to try that out this year. I have, I think, not done this. If I did, I didn't, it like wasn't as big as it is now. So, very excited to try that this year. And then also, as part of the International Festival of the Holidays, they have throughout the World Showcase, they have storytellers that tell the Christmas stories of different countries, like Italy and Germany. They'll have the different story of what Christmas is, a Christmas story from there. So those are super engaging. They're multiple times throughout the day, so just check the times guide and see if you wouldn't be able to catch all of them because there's so many and there's so much to do, but I recommend at least checking out a few because they're really fun. And then also as part of the International Festival of the Holidays is the Candlelight Processional. And this goes on this year. It's November 22nd through the 30th of December. So that starts usually right around Thanksgiving. If you're trying to plan a trip and you want to include all of this, I'm going to suggest going after Thanksgiving, but before Christmas week. So there's kind of a 2 to 3 week window in there where you can take advantage of all of the Christmas stuff, but have a little bit lower crowds. Those crowds have been a little bit heavier the past few years than they had been, but it's still a great time to be able to enjoy the holidays there. And so what the Candlelight Processional is every night there's a celebrity narrator and they tell the biblical tale of the Christmas story. And they have the choir in the background, and it is like I can't even describe how beautiful it is. Like I almost have tears in my eyes talking about it. It's so beautiful. They have different there's all sorts of different narrators. Neil Patrick Harris is like the like favored one. Everybody loves him. He's one of the best ones. I've seen Meredith Vieira. I've seen Edward James Olmos, who is amazing, and then Jodie Benson, who voiced the Little Mermaid. I think those are the ones I've seen. And it's just so incredible, and it's such an amazing thing to see at Christmas time. This is all included, so this is not an extra ticketed event. This is included. I do recommend they have these candlelight dining processional packages, and so you can eat kind of anytime throughout the day. There are different options. You can do lunch, dinner, but you will have an assigned time to go to the show. I want to say the shows are like 6:15, 7:15, 8:15. I could be wrong on those times. There's usually three shows a night, though. If you do not have a candlelight dining package, I do recommend going to that later show, 8:15, usually 8:30, because it is a little bit lighter on the crowds. But basically, if you do the candlelight processional dinner, you will get an assigned time to come back, and you're guaranteed a seat in the amphitheater for the candlelight processional. And I think that that is important because it is a covered amphitheater, but it's outside. It does go on whether it's raining, but not the entire amphitheater is not covered. So I like to do it just so I know that I'm going to have a seat that's, covered, because once they let everybody with the dining packages in, that's when they fill in with the rest of the crowd waiting in the other line. So it's not necessarily like, 100% you have to have that dining package. It just kind of like eases the burden a little bit of the pressure of getting in line in time. And I just really like it. Because you're, I mean, if you're going to eat anyway, you may as well do that, I think. If you're on the dining plan, those candlelight processional packages are 2 credits. So maybe, use it wisely and know what you want to do there. Okay, and then in addition to these activities, they have the Voices of Liberty, which are in the American Pavilion, and they sing Christmas carols, and it's so beautiful. They sing in this rotunda, and the sound just carries. It's totally amazing. And then just overall, the Christmas decorations everywhere are fantastic and really put you in the Christmas mood. And then they have Joyful, which is a celebration of the season. This is at the fountain in Future World. So if you get to catch that, it's kind of a gospel choir and it really gets you in the mood. It's beautiful. They're so talented when they sing the Christmas carols. It's great if you can catch that several times a day. And then Illuminations, which is the evening show at Epcot, just does a special extra part for Christmas, and they're actually, this show is ending this summer, and the summer of 2019. So I'm not sure what they're going to do with it next year, if you're planning a trip next year. But this year, at least, they do a special holiday tagline or tagging at the end. That's not the right thing to say, but they add something onto it at the end that's really, I don't want to spoil it for you because it's truly beautiful, and I have stood there in tears watching it. It's really, really beautiful. So I can't recommend that highly enough. All right, moving on to Hollywood Studios. As if Magic Kingdom and Epcot weren't enough, Hollywood Studios is full and full of Christmas celebration. So this year they are calling it the Flurry of Fun. And basically it includes, they have the Toy Story characters will be dressed up for Christmas in Toy Story Land. And it will absolutely be decorated for Christmas over there, of course. And then they have the Sunset Season Greetings. And so basically on Sunset Boulevard, they have projections on the Hollywood Tower of Terror, which is funny because, you know, it's such a thrill ride. But then there's just all this beautiful Christmas projections on it. And it goes on just throughout the night. So once it gets dark, they all, you know, it's kind of like when they do it on the Tree of Life, they do the projections. It just, you know, it'll pipe up for a little bit and then it'll go down. So basically the Christmas music kind of gets a little bit louder, and then there's a scene on the Tower of Terror, and then it's, you know, over, and then a few minutes later there's another one. So it just goes on throughout the evening. So what I like to do is just kind of sit and eat on Sunset Boulevard and just sit there and enjoy it. And in the meantime, they also have, you know, kind of like snow falling on Sunset Boulevard as well. So that's really fun. And it just is a great Christmas spirit to be there. Like, it's just really gets you in the Christmas spirit. And then also on Sunset Boulevard, Santa Claus is meets and greets. I can't think of what it's called right now, but it'll be on the map. And it's just like it used to be a store on Sunset Boulevard. And I'll look it up and put it in the final part of this podcast. So then also they have Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, or Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, as we like to call it at our house, because it's based on Prep and Landing, and which is one of our favorite little Christmas shows that's been on ABC the past several years. We absolutely love it. And so this is a wonderful Christmas nighttime spectacular full of fireworks and lasers and Christmas music. I just love it. I can't say enough good stuff about it. And they just, this park really, really, they all do, but this park really decorates for Christmas. They've made it kind of a point because it did used to have the Osborne Spectacle of Dancing Lights, I think it was called, which was truly a sight to behold. But they no longer have that. So they really stepped up their game to just really make this park super decorated for Christmas, Christmas music everywhere. And Minnie's at Hollywood and Vine, Minnie's, there's usually a mini meal that is kind of centered around whatever holiday it is, but that turns into a holiday meal at Hollywood and Vine. And then, as I mentioned, you know, there's holiday cheer throughout Toy Story Land. So this, I mean, I know you would want to visit Hollywood Studios anyway during your visit, but this park is, it's such a nice small park to enjoy anyway. So really you can kind of take in and soak up all of the Christmas stuff when you're there. And then I'll just quickly mention Animal Kingdom. They do not have any events like the other parks have. They are decorated fully for the holidays, and there's definitely a holiday spirit going on. The only kind of different thing they have going on is during the Great Bird Adventure show. They do a special version of it from November through January for Diwali, the Festival of Lights, the Holiday Festival of Lights that is done in Asia. And so just check that out over in the Asia area of Animal Kingdom when you're there. And then just a quick note about the resorts at Walt Disney World. They are all decorated for the holidays, amazingly. They do such a beautiful job. One of the most popular resorts to stay at the holiday season is the Wilderness Lodge. And it's just because it's well known for its decoration and general holiday feeling. So keep that in mind if you're planning a trip, that that is a very popular place to stay at the holidays. And then also to mention the Fort Wilderness Resort. So people decorate their campsites and cabins for the holidays, also for Halloween, but for the holidays. And so, if you happen to be in that area, that is fun to check out when you're there. And it's fun to also hop on the monorail and check out the Monorail Resort. So that's the Contemporary, the Grand Floridian, and the Polynesian. And the Grand Floridian has this gingerbread house that is so incredible. So that is definitely something to check out when you're there, because it's like you're like, oh wow, that is a gingerbread house that someone made with their hands and food. So anyway, that is something you want to check out if you're there. And then I just wanted to kind of, as an extension of the holidays, wanted to mention that the Contemporary has, for the New Year's holiday, had on New Year's Eve, we'll have a countdown experience. It's a party at the Contemporary. So if you are looking for something to do at New Year's, that is something you can reserve. And you know, of course, you get a view of the fireworks, and there's a DJ, and of course, amazing food, all that stuff. So there's a lot to be seen there. All right, heading west to Disneyland Resort. So as you'll remember, Disneyland has two parks. They have Disneyland and then California Adventure, both right across from each other, very easy to walk back and forth. First, I'm going to talk about Disneyland. So Disneyland has their castle is lit up just like at Magic Kingdom with beautiful lights, and they even get a little bit of snow and some other decorations on there. So it's really beautiful. And then, in addition, they have two attractions that get holiday overlays. So the Haunted Mansion gets an overlay actually from Halloween time to Christmas time of the Nightmare Before Christmas. I have seen it at Halloween, and it is really neat. It's a fantastic overlay, especially if you're into the Nightmare Before Christmas. It's neat to see at that time of year. And then It's a Small World gets this beautiful overlay, and it just kind of shows you holidays throughout the world. The outside is beautifully lit, so it's amazing. And then they have a daily Christmas parade, the Christmas Fantasy Parade, and that it looks like it most days it occurs in the afternoon and then early evening. So that's nice that it's not really part of a party. You do get to see it just throughout the day there. And then their holiday fireworks spectacular is called Believe in Holiday Magic, and that is done on a daily basis as well, or an evening basis as well. So you do not have to go to a party. They do not have a Christmas party at Disneyland like they do at Disney World. And then over at California Adventure, they celebrate Viva Navidad. And so that just kind of takes place throughout the day. It's a street party, it's how it's decorated. There is food, just like so much to see there celebrated. The characters will be dressed up throughout the festivities. They have just different musical groups, and of course, all of the gorgeous decorations are there. And then they also celebrate Three Kings Day. So it's just like a really fun, lively celebration over at California Adventure. And then over in Cars Land at California Adventure, they have the decorations are like totally incredible, so creative, so clever. Like you wouldn't even think, like, who thought of decorating like this? It's amazing. So it's worth checking out when you're there. And they do just kind of little overlays with decorations for Mater's Junkyard, and then Luigi's is called Luigi's Joy to the World. So it's fun to check that out when you're at California Adventure as well, because that is, you know, obviously there only during the holidays, so it's a fun little added feature. And then Disney Cruise Line. So Disney Cruise Line, all of the ships in the fleet will have the very Maritime Cruises, and those are from November through December, usually the second week of November they start. And of course, the ships are decorated just amazingly. Huge Christmas trees in the atriums, garland everywhere. Gorgeous, gorgeous decorations, as Disney does. And then here are some of the events that they do. So they have Deck the Deck, a tropical holiday party. So it includes limbo, candy cane limbo, dancing and games, of course, with Christmas music. So that's a fun little event to do. And then they have Mickey's tree lighting ceremony, where in the atrium, the kids can help Mickey light the Christmas tree for the ship. And of course, Santa Claus is there to meet as well as the characters in their holiday gear. So those are very unique photo opportunities. Really cool. And then they have the teen and tween clubs will do kind of like special Christmas parties. Those counselors, of course, do such an amazing job of keeping those kids entertained. You know, I don't know if it's special electronic versions of, you know, Jingle Bells or what they do, but just like fun music and dancing for them. And you can gather in the atrium for story time with Mrs. Claus. And then, of course, they have a ton of different activities, crafts, you know, decorating stockings or cards, scavenger hunts, that kind of thing. And then they have this amazing gingerbread house, life size, huge. And that's neat to check out. And then, of course, they have, you know, cookies on Christmas Eve for everybody and special holiday towel animals and caroling with the kids and crew. And then, of course, Castaway Key is decorated for Christmas with snowmen and Mr. and Mrs. Snowmen there, and everything's kind of just decorated with some nice holiday touches there. These are really unique cruises that are very special. I've had families, you know, be on them actually on Christmas, so not just before, but that's where they've spent their Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and they just fell in love, and they said it was, you know, probably one of their best Christmases ever. So they really do an amazing job of making sure you're making memories on these maritime cruises, of course. Okay, so that was a pretty quick rundown of the different holiday offerings at the Disney Parks and Disney Cruise. If you have any questions or need any further clarification on anything, feel free to connect with me on social media at Rebecca Enchanted on Facebook or Instagram, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. It is my favorite time to go, for sure, so I speak always very highly of it because I just think it's so magical. And I know I said I was going to come back to where Santa Claus is, and so he is at the, it's right around the Once Upon a Time shop on Sunset Boulevard at Hollywood Studios. I'm not sure if that's the exact location, but it's right around there, and you can meet Santa. Beautiful setting there. And he also has like a nice big couch, so you can have a lot of family members to take a picture with him. And, you know, everybody can tell Santa what they're wishing for this year. And maybe it's another Disney vacation for the next year, maybe. Who knows? All right. I think that's it for this episode. So I will see you real soon.